This is an RNIB talking book.
Latter End by Patricia Wentworth.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Latter End. Chapter 1. The room had seemed dark to Mrs. Latter when she came in, but that was because everything in it was black. The carpet on the floor, the hangings covering the walls, the long, straight curtains were all of the same even, velvety blackness. But it was not as dark as she had thought. Through the one unscreened window, light shone in. She found herself facing this light, as she faced the man who called himself Memon, across the table which stood between them. It was quite a small table, covered with a black velvet spread, and seeming smaller because the old man in the chair was so large. As she took the seat he indicated, she looked at him curiously. If he thought he could impress or frighten her by all this jiggery-pokery, he could think again. She was a fool to have come. But when all your friends were doing something, you did it too. If you didn't, well, what was there to talk about? Everybody was talking about Memon. He told you the most thrilling things. He told the past, and he told the future. He managed to make the present seem important and interesting, instead of rather flat and dull, with the war over and everyone too hard up for words.